I say, I'm not going to do it, and you agree, you feel the same way about it, what would you say?
I'd say, I won't eat, I guess.
Okay. All right.
I'm not.
Well, we would. Okay, now we're going to talk about some body parts. This is what?
Clean, the skin.
If you're talking about it in terms of your face, you
the head.
Is, okay, and what part of the head?
The forehead.
Okay, and this is my
hair.
Right, and if men have something that grow out down here on their chin, hair like they call it.
Their beard.
Okay, and this is my
ear.
Which ear?
Your left one.
All right, and this one is my
right one.
Okay, and this is my
mouth.
Okay, and this is my
throat.
All right, and then the whole thing would be my
neck.
Okay. Is there any particular thing that this part right here might be called? It should be my throat, but any other term that you know it might be called?
Yeah. You the folks talk about it being this swallowed.
Okay. And then these are?
Teeth.
All right, and if it's just one, it's?
Teeth.
And then the teeth grow down from the?
Gum.
Okay. This is?
Hand.
What part of the hand?
The palm.
All right, and this is?
My fist.
And it's two of them?
Two fists.
Okay. And a part of the body that moves back and forth like this might be called a what?
Bone and socket joint.
Okay. A man, if he measures around this part of his body to get the size of his coat, he might say this is his
chest measurement.
Okay. And this is my
hand.
And both of them are
hands.
Okay. And this is my
leg.
And this is my
foot.
Okay. And this part, right here, the leg, is the, you know anything that it's called? You ever heard it called a shin?
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts real bad when you hit it, I know that. The hind part, what you sit on, what might you call that?
Your hip.
Okay. If you're talking about, how would you describe a man that's strong? A strong man, what would he look like?
He'd have to be heavy, I think.
Okay.
He'd be tall.
Okay. How would you use the word common? If you say something is common, what do you mean?
When anything is common, you see it pretty often.
Okay. If you say, if you see an old person that is particularly active, what makes you say she is?
Active to be her age.
Okay. If you're nervous about a particular situation, you hear something outside and you don't know what it is, you might say, I'm
scared to death.
Okay. If a person, if a child maybe stumps his toe or falls down across something and you thought that he could have avoided, you might say to him, you have been too careless?
Yes, I guess so.
That you would say he has been too
careless.